There was a long pause as Mary contemplated the difficulty of what she was about to divulge. This difficulty was considerable. No, enormous. In fact, she knew that the truth was actually quite unbelievable. And at the same time, she understood that her future, perhaps her very life, depended on Joseph believing it. With regained composure and hesitant courage, she framed up her words. "The messenger told me that I am to be the mother of the Son of God." Joseph's face went slack. Mary, raised in the temple, the very heart of religious life, understood that the words she had just uttered were blasphemy. Indeed, their stunning effect could be read in the blank expression on Joseph's face. What delusion was this? Was Mary mad? Possessed? Was this what Joachim had meant when he described the intensity of her nature? Had the old man known his daughter harbored such ideas? Was that why she could be placed with no one else? Joseph wished to stop time, to give himself a moment in eternity to make sense of the thoughts coursing through his mind. He didn't know how he should respond to a child who could say such a thing. And then, somehow, in the midst of a great surge of feeling, the kindness of his heart made him say quietly, "It was a dream, Mary." She sat without speaking. She looked at this man, this gentle and generous man who had made a heartfelt promise to her dying father, and she knew that her words were turning his act of kindness into an insoluble dilemma. Then tears came to her eyes because she realized that the explanation of the message she had received was not complete. She would yet compound his pain and confusion. "No, Joseph," she said, "it wasn't a dream. What the messenger said was true. I know this is so. I've had only two times of impurity since leaving the temple. The third has not come. And for the past week I have been sick at mornings. I carry a child, the Son of the Living God. The messenger told me I should refer to him as Emmanuel, God with us." Now Mary was speaking not of dreams, but of observable bodily facts. Even a girl new to the burdens of women would recognize when the blood that should have come did not. Joseph rose to his feet, his face flushed with anger. That Mary would utter blasphemy was bad enough. That she would offer it to explain away an immoral act was overwhelming deceit. But still, she was young. She could be prey to a man of low intent. If she did carry a child, who could have done this to her? She had been in the compound for these weeks, and in her father's house before that, and in Jerusalem before that. And since she said she had passed two times of impurity since leaving the temple, it must have happened while she was here. Suddenly he was swept by a horrible wave of guilt. His promise to her father was that he would protect the girl, the treasure of my life, Joachim had called her. Had Joseph failed so miserably at that task? Had Mary really been seduced, led into sin? Had he really been unable to prevent it, so blind as to not even imagine such a possibility, taken no precautions? He could hardly imagine a greater shame